It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story Fred the Friendly Dragon by Kira B.
My name is Kira. I'm 11 years old and I live in Portage, Pennsylvania. The name of my story is Fred the Friendly Dragon. Once upon a time, in a world of fantasy, there was a friendly dragon named Fred. Fred was from a land called Mysticktopia. He had moved to the leafy green forest to attend woodland school. But when Fred moved there, he noticed that he wouldn't be in class with trolls, giants, ogres, mermaids, unicorns, phoenixes, or other dragons like before. He'd be in class with squirrels, otters, wolves, and birds. He was the only dragon in the forest. In fact, he was the only mythical beast in the woods. The next day, at woodland school, Fred asked the other animals to be his friend. When he tried to make friends at his new school, everyone feared him. They even called him names like Fire Hazard and Destructive Bomb, for they thought he was going to use his fiery breath to burn down the forest. Three animals bullied him nonstop for being a dragon.
"Get away from me, you Fire Hazard," said Donna the Owl.
"Go back to Bonfire Land," said Dennis the Moose.
"You're too dangerous to be here," said Darian the Raccoon.
Fred was so upset he felt like he was all alone in the world. But one day while Fred was in Redwood Park, he met a kitten named Katie and a puppy named Charlie. Fred thought they'd scurry and flee, but they didn't. They asked to be Fred's friends instead. After they became friends, Katie and Charlie introduced Fred to their friends, Ben the Squirrel and Jen the Blue Jay. Fred was so happy he felt like jumping above the clouds. The next day, Fred decided to play with his new friends during recess at Woodland School, and when Donna, Dennis, and Darian tried to bully Fred again, his friends stood up for him. After getting to know each other, they all began to apologize to Fred, and they became his friends. It was a good day for all of them. Fred and his friends learned two lessons that day. Number one, don't judge anyone by what they look like and how they dress. And number two, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you're not alone in this world. They all lived happily ever after. The end.
Fred the Friendly Dragon moved to a new school. He didn't know that they would treat him so cruel. No more life of trolls, giants, mermaids, or other magic souls. Such a lonely dragon now in the forest. Squirrels, otters, wolves, birds, they thought he'd burn the forest down. Called him Fire Hazard and Destructive Bomb. He thought from now on he'd be wearing just a frown. Then he met a kitten and a dog who didn't scurry. They could use a new big friend in town. The next day at school, some tried to treat Fred like a fool. Pup and cat, they helped him. Now they're friends forever. Just remember, you are never all alone in this wonderful world.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
There was a young boy named Billy who loved chess more than anything in the world. He had a chess set that was a bright color of... He carried his chess set with him everywhere he went. His family member named... taught him how to play when he was at the young age of... years old. Billy had been playing chess ever since. Billy used to play chess at school with his friend Kenny. But when Billy had to move schools, he worried that no one would play with him. His new school was called Academy. He started at his new school in the middle of... On his first day, he wore a shirt that had a... on it, with matching pants. He also wore his favorite sneakers because they were a cool color of... He felt confident in his outfit and was excited to meet people at his new school. His first class was... with Mr. Davis. The class was one of Billy's favorite subjects, so he figured the class would be a lot of fun. When he walked in, Mr. Davis pulled him to the front and said, "Class, we have a new student named Billy joining us. Billy, please tell us a little bit about yourself." Billy turned to the class and said, "Hi, my name is Billy. My favorite color is green. My favorite song is... My favorite food is... But most importantly, my favorite game in the entire world is chess. Everyone was smiling, but when Billy talked about his love of chess, all of his new classmates started laughing. Billy didn't understand why they were laughing. He felt a wave of embarrassment and sadness wash over him. He put his head down and walked to the back of the classroom. He sat at the only free desk in the classroom. After a couple of minutes, a paper covered in landed on Billy's desk. He opened it and the note said, "Nobody likes chess and nobody will like you." Billy held back tears as he read the note. When class was over, Billy walked over to the trash can and threw the letter away. As the day continued, some people would bring up chess and point at Billy and laugh. When it came time for lunch, Billy grabbed a tray and stood in line. He picked up a and before sitting down at an empty table. Halfway through eating, a boy with hair that was a bright color of came and sat down across from him. He was wearing a shirt with on it. The boy smiled at Billy and said, "Hi, my name is Noah. I heard that you like chess." Billy immediately frowned and turned away. Noah persisted and said, "I like chess too." Billy smiled bigger than he had ever before. The boys then talked about their favorite animals, movies, and so much more. Noah liked, and Billy's favorite movie was? When the lunch bell rang, it was time for recess. Noah told Billy to follow him. They walked down the hall, passing the art room, and then past the... They ended up in front of a little door that had a banner with... hanging on it. When they walked in, Billy could see a bunch of chess sets and students playing. Noah said, "This is the chess club here at school. You are welcome to join." Billy smiled and nodded his head with excitement. He was so happy that there was a whole group of people that liked chess, just like him. Billy no longer felt alone and was excited to play chess with his new friends.